Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Turkana Farms. Here's Peter Davies.
There's something about a farm that will not let you go. You cannot just walk away from it. You cannot just step out, lock your door, and take off. There are too many living things depending on you. Too many things that can go wrong. Actually, too many things do go wrong, as I discovered to my dismay last weekend when I was required to be in the city dealing with gallery matters. Before leaving the farm, I carefully made all the arrangements necessary, leaving its care in the hands of our loyal farm helper, who agreed to add Sunday chores onto his schedule. I left feeling I had covered all bases, but on my return, I discovered to my chagrin no sign of our farm helper. Worse, it became clear to me upon making the rounds of the farm that the sheep, the pigs, the chickens, and the geese had not been cared for, evidenced by empty grain dispensers, mangers, and waterers, and livestock that seemed somehow out of sorts. By the time I was able to distribute food and water to them, it seemed that they had not had care for something like 30 hours. In almost 20 years of farming, nothing like this had ever happened here. A day later, he had still not appeared, and messages left on his cell phone remained unanswered. Things got even stranger when I received a message from his girlfriend, concerned to find out where he was. She had expected to be picked up by him at the Kingston bus station on her return from Pennsylvania, but he had failed to show up and subsequently to show up at their apartment. It was then I realized I was dealing with a missing person. Between Mark and me, we had all sorts of bad scenarios playing in our heads. Perhaps he was deathly ill. I was also concerned that even though he is a legal U.S. resident, he might have been swept up in some kind of immigration dragnet targeted at aliens from across the border, something such a kind, hardworking person did not deserve. Mark, knowing his brother had visited him over the weekend, envisioned some sort of intrafamily violence. Since he is of a Mexican background, I had real reservations about involving the police. But finally, on the second day, I contacted someone I knew who would be sympathetic in the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, who within a few moments was able to tell me that, sadly, my farm helper was in the Hudson Correctional Facility awaiting a bail hearing, having been charged with driving while intoxicated. Well, as we've learned more, we of course have become concerned over how serious the charges may be and whether they might affect his immigration status. As his daughter and girlfriend work to release him, he still, to the best of our knowledge, languishes in jail, unable or too embarrassed to contact us directly. The future is uncertain. The dislocation of his sudden disappearance and its adverse effects on the farm have reminded me of the slender threads we depend on to keep the place running and of the tight grip the farm still holds on us. This reminder comes at a particularly disconcerting moment just as we now prepare to leave for a long weekend in New Orleans to celebrate my birthday, a big one. This getaway had been planned and paid for weeks before the disappearance of our farm helper, and despite these setbacks, now has a momentum all its own. These past few days, we have scrambled, seemingly successfully, to find another farm helper who, with a neighboring farmer, will take over the responsibilities of feeding and caring for our livestock in our absence. Once again, all is arranged and seems fail-safe, and we are just hoping that the farm will ultimately let us go. But still, the anxiousness and worry remain. What if, what if, what if, runs like a refrain through my mind. Well, as you can see, folks, having farm animals is just like having children, except these are children that never grow up.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Turkana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Turkana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours and turkey for small groups which he calls an insider's view of Turkey. And his third hat is Turkana Gallery of old and antique kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website, turkanafarms.com. Their email, farm@turkanafarms.com, or 518-537-3815.